The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata. Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. Daf Tzadik. Today's daf is being studied. The Arnur Shabbat of Ram Ben Esther. Ruachashim Tachanim Ben Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Fu Asherma Dina Bat Sara. En Narfana La. Fuata Nefesh. Urfuata. Kerubala Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. Begin today's daf on Petet Amud Bet with the last words on the line. Amar, on the bottom line. Amar Rav Hazda. Mahaloket. Okay, so we learned from the last yesterday's daf when it comes to a navi shehidiyah. It's a navi that caused other people to worship Avodah Zarah. We had a machloket between Tana Kama and Rabbi Shimon. Tana Kama said Hayav Sekila, and Rabbi Shimon said Hayav Henik. So when are we talking? What type of avodah is this talking about over here? And I was talking about when you told him to worship Avodah Zarah. Okay, because the pasuk says Nilcha Achare Elohim Achareim Ashelu Yidatim VeNa'obdim. He's telling the guy, let's go worship Avodah Zarah. So it says, Be'oker aguf de'avodat kochavim. Which means, he says, I was commanded, Nuach HaKodesh, to uproot the Isur of Avodat Zerah Min HaTorah. That's what the Navi is telling the guy. When he's uprooting, Avodat Zerah Min HaTorah. However, Kiyum Miksat, Ubitul Miksat Avodat kochavim. However, or Kiyum Miksat, Ubitul Miksat Avodat kochavim. Which means, it was Matir Avodat Zerah in certain cases. He said, no, Avodat Zerah is Asur. But in this case, it's mutar. The Rahmana Amar min aderech, afilu mimiksat aderech, which is in that pasuk over there by the Navi that's Madiyah, it says the Navi ahu yumad ki diber sara al Hashem min hadiyah min aderech. So from the word min aderech, it means even if he was madiyah, you from part of the derech, which means he didn't uproot Avodah Zarah totally. He didn't uproot Avodah Zarah totally. He did it even partially. It's hayav. Aval, oker aguf tishar mitzvot. If he comes to me, oker, another mitzvah, there's no whatever. He picks another Shabbat with a Torah. He's oker that. Devrei hakol b'chenek. Then everybody agrees it's chenek. When do you have the machlok if it's sekila? That's when he's dealing with Avodah Zarah. When the Navi Sheker comes to uproot another mitzvah, everybody agrees the punishment is going to be chenek. Okay? Because again, the Pasuk explicitly said, to sway you away from God. That's Avodah Zarah. So anything out of that, it's not going to be that. It's we chenek. However, the kiyum miksat, bitul miksat, b'shar mitzvot, but let's say he doesn't uproot the entire mitzvah. He just takes it away temporarily. Devrei hakol patur. Everybody's going to say, patur legamre. So those are the three stages. You have the Avodah Zarah, ben kudo, ben b'miksat, machloket. Then you have shar mitzvot, uprooting them in totality, everybody says chenek, and then you have Sh'ar Mitzvot, where he partially takes it away temporarily. Huh? This week you don't have to keep Shabbat. But Shabbat is in the Torah, next week you have to keep Shabbat. Well, this week there's no Shabbat. So he's not uprooting the whole item of the Shabbat, he's just doing it temporarily. He's doing it as that. So in that case, over there, we have the patur would go to everybody. Okay, that's that. What's the reason for that, by the way? So look at Rashi. She has to explain this for us. Look at Rashi. Small one. Patur. De'atam davar ketiv. Davar shalem velo hatzi davar. Over there, the Pasuk writes, Acha navi asher yazid ledaber davar b'shmi. When the prophet comes and speaks a davar, a word. So Rashi learns from the word davar, it has to be a complete davar. But if he doesn't take away a complete davar, tzatzi davar, like the case of this mitzvah, where he's taking it partially, he's going to be patur. Mativ Rav Menuna. Okay, so Rav Menuna has a question. What does it say by the Navi Shediyah? It says, Ki diber sara al Hashem Elohechem nadiyacha min aderech asher sevecha Hashem Elohecha lalechet ba. Here the Pasuk says, the Navi caused you to go away from the derech of God, Lalechet ba, that God commanded you to go in it. So the words lalechet ba are seemingly extra. So the Gemara says, lalechet zu mitzvat aseh. That's talking about he caused you to go away from a positive commandment. Ba, zu mitzvat lo taseh. Or he caused you to transgress, say, lo taseh. Now, isal kadatach. Ba, עבודת כוכבים, עשה בעבודת כוכבים מכי משכחנה. You tell me the only time the Nabi's חייב סקירה, according to one rabbi, or Henrik, according to another rabbi, is when it's עבודת כוכבים. So I understand how you have a lot to say. All the עבודה זרה is lot to say. But how can he be telling you to go against the Asir? There's no mitzvah Asir in the Avodah Zarah story. So how can you tell me Avodah Zarah when we're talking about he's telling you to transgress the mitzvah Asir? Targemar, Rav Hasdah explained it. V'nitatztem. There's a law that says v'nitatztem et mizbechotam. That you have an obligation to destroy the Avodah Zarah and its different accessories. So the Brayta is teaching over here, that if let's say the Navi comes along to mevatel that mitzvah ta'aseh, well, you don't got to do that anymore. That's considered like a be'avodah zarah and aseh. Don't destroy the that statement goes against, so therefore it's going to be hayav. So therefore you have a mitzvah ta'aseh and avodah zarah. The mitzvah of v'nitatztem et mizbechotam. Okay. That's Rav Hasdah's answer. Rav Hamanah says something else. Rav Hamanah asked the question and Rav Hamanah is going to give an answer. But Rav Hamanah amar, מחלוקת בעוקר הגוף בין בעבודת כוכבים בין בשאר מצוות. He says no. The Navi gets סקילה או חנק whether he uproots עבודה זרה in totality or for that matter any mitzvah in the Torah in totality. That argues on the first opinion that we said. Which means the first opinion that we said is no. The only thing is עבודה זרה. He holds no, Rav Menuna. Even if the Navi goes against any mitzvah ta'aseh in the Torah in totality, he's okay, a goof, he uproots the whole thing, it's machloket, either you're going to have sekida, or you're going to be hayav. Torah answered the question already. That's why the Brayta above said, if he goes against a mitzvah ta'aseh, any mitzvah ta'aseh, that's not the mitzvah ta'aseh of Avodah Zarah. Any mitzvah ta'aseh is going to be subject to the punishment of sekida or chenek. Ben avodat kuchavim, ben bishar mitzvot. Kiyum miksat ubitul miksat avodat kuchavim. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, even if he was mevatilah b'miksat, avodah zarah is asur, but this one is mutar. Also, is going to be punished. Why? The Rachmana Amar min haderech afilu miksat haderech from the pasuk min haderech. Even if he takes you away from part of the derech, however, aval kiyum mitzvot ubitul miksat debishar mitzvot. However, when it comes to kiyum miksat ubitul miksat debishar mitzvot, devrei hakol patur. However, when it comes to uprooting a mitzvah partially, everybody's going to say patur. So he learned differently. So based on that new way of learning, we understand the Brayta that said above that on an aseh, if he uprooted an aseh in totality, he's going to be hayav either sekila or chenek. Comes the Gemara and says, nu Brayta, tanu rabbanan. Hamitnabeh la'akor davar min haTorah. Hayav. Okay, guy has a prophet. He wants to okay davar min haTorah. He wants to uproot a law from the Torah. One of the mitzvot in totality. Hayav. Lekayim miksat ulbatel miksat. Okay, partially. To keep it, to the mevatel it. Rabbi Shimon poter. Except when it comes to avodah zarah. Uvavodah kuchavim, afil omer hayom evrua ulmahar betlua, ledvira kol hayav. Even if he comes to avodah zarah, says, today do it, tomorrow don't do it. Avodah zarah is there, because we have the pasuk min haderech. Even if he's trying to take you away miksat min haderech, avodah zarah is the exception. Okay. Now what's the hadush with this bright over here? So I'm reading here. Bright azu kifi peshuta ena mityashivet im deot tanim ha'oraim ushubu de'el. Okay, this bright doesn't fit with anything we said till now. Mityachida devareh mashma she'im machloket klav ben nabi shimon ha'chamim bebeklei shokel nabi achad mishar mitzvot. Exactly. We learned according to the last shita of Amenuna, בעוקר שאר מצוות, we have a מחלוקת תנא קמא לנבי שמעון. תנא קמא says סקילה, נבי שמעון says חנק. Doesn't matter. דבר זה אינו תואם את שיטתו של רבי מנונה, שסובר שנביא העוקר מצוות מן התורה נחשב כנביא שידע שאנחנו משוחחים מעונשו. אביהו just says, המתנבא לעקור דבר מהתורה חייב. It should say מחלוקת. It's a מחלוקת. אביהו doesn't say it's a מחלוקת. According to the last שיטה ורבי מנונה, we learned that these two things are subject to מחלוקת. If you oker davar mitzvah min haTorah, here it doesn't say it's machloket. Memshech ma'abrayt ha'mashpa shemekel shebitul miksat b'shar mitzvot. When it came to bitul shar mitzvot, what did we learn? Miksat shar mitzvot patur. Here it says Rabbi Shimon poter. Why only Rabbi Shimon poter? We learned devrei hakol poter. So this bright over here is hard to reconcile according to the shitot that we just said. Now umisof a bright mashma shemekleshu bitul miksat b'avodah zara en klam machlok merabishu on hakamim. Right? It says today worship, tomorrow don't worship. Devrei kol hayav. You're right, devrei kol hayav. But it's a machlok merabishu on hakamim. Is it sekila or chenek? That's from the word minaderech. So this bright, every line of the bright, you can have contention on what we just said above. So we're going to explain the braita in order to fit it into all the shitot that we said above. Abaye savar la kerav chazda, metaretz kerav chazda, rava savar la kerav minuna, metaretz kerav minuna. So we're going to fit this braita now, either according to the way that chazda understands, or according to the way that minuna understands. Each rabbi will explain it either according to the respective rabbis. Abaye savar la kerav chazda, umetaretz la kerav chazda. How do you read the bright according to Rav Chazda? Hamitnaver la'akor davar min haTorah devrei hakol b'chenek. Okay, so read the bright and we'll fit in. Hamitnaver la'akor davar min haTorah. Okay, that's uprooting a mitzvot. Hayav. Maze hayav? Hayav mita, according to everybody. Yeah, hayav chenek. Because according to Rav Chazda, sh'ar mitzvot is not a machloket. According to Rav Chazda, the only machloket was by Avodah Zarah. However, by Sha'ar Mitzvot, Rav Chazda held that everybody holds Chenik. That's what the Braita is saying. Ha'okir davar min haTorah, meaning Sha'ar Mitzvot min haTorah, Hayav Mita. Yeah, Devrei Hakol, the Machlokes on that, according to Rav Chazda. Everybody's going to say, he's me Hayav Chenik. Lekayem Mitzvot batil miksat, or partially to do and partially not, Rabbi Shimon Poter, V'uadin Rabbanan. I have to squeeze that in there. Really, according to Rav Chazda, if you're doing partial mitzvot, yeah, today do it, tomorrow don't do it. Everybody says patur. So you have to read the bright. When it says Rabbi Shimon poter, you have to say in parentheses, V'uadin Rabbanan. Ah, you have to squeeze that in. And not only Rabbi Shimon, it's the Devrei Hakol, the rabbis also. Okay. Now, u'ba'avodat kochavim, when it comes to avodah zarah, afidu amar hayom evruha, ul'machar betluha, today do it, and tomorrow don't do it. Hayav. What does it mean, hayav? More kedita, more kedita. Each one according to respective shita. Yeah, it's also a little dohan. Which means, when it says hayav, it means, yeah, I didn't say what hayav. Hayav according to each opinion. Shekila according to the rabbi. I said chenek according to the bishamon. Rabbi is going to explain this blight that we just learned according to Rabbi Menuna. How? Rabbi savala kerem Menuna. Umitaretz kerem Menuna. Hametnabe la'akor davar min haTorah. Okay, first case of the blight. Guys being okir davar min haTorah mitzvah. Ben ba'avodat kochavim ben b'shar mitzvot. Right. The bright doesn't say what. Ha'okid davar min haTorah. Anything. Ben b'mitzvot. Ben ba'avodah zara. Hayav. Mor kedita, mor kedita. Yeah, hayav. Each one according to his respective opinion. Rabbanan, sekida. And Rabbi Shimon, chenek. Lekayem miksat u'batil miksat b'shar mitzvot. To keep mitzvot partially. Rabbi Shimon poter. Evu adin Rabbanan. Like the Rav Chazda learned. Evu adin Rabbanan. ובעבודת כוכבים אפילו אומר היום עברו מלאכה בטוח חייב מורקדית או מורקדית. Okay, so if he fixed the bright according to Rabbi Munaz's opinion, no problem. אמר רבי אבאו, אמר רבי יוחנן, בכל, when it comes to all the mitzvot, אם יאמר לך הנביא, if the prophet tells you, עבור על דברי תורה, go against the דברי תורה, temporarily, שמע לו, you listen to him. Very good. Like Eliyahu HaNavi did by the Shkut Tehuz. Chutz ma'avodat kochavim. Except for avodah zara. She'afilu ma'amid lecha chama be'em sarakiya al tishma'lu. Even if the Navi gives you a sign, he stops the sun midday in the middle of the sky, when it comes to avodah zara, you're not allowed to listen over here. So what was the last case then? The last case we said was lebatel miksat mishar mitzvot, which means give me a case over there where he was mebatel shar mitzvot. So everybody said over there patur. I guess because he's an avi sheker. which means when a Navi comes to Mivat, today do the mitzvah, tomorrow don't do the mitzvah. Since he's a Navi Sheker, we had a question, maybe he's Mihayav or not. But when he's a legitimate Navi, and a legitimate Navi comes and tells you temporarily that you don't have to do this mitzvah, then you listen to him. When it comes to Navi Sheker, we had a She'ila. Navi Sheker, this time he's being Mediah, today do the mitzvah, tonight do the mitzvah, then he has to bring you a sign maybe. That's the point. He didn't bring you a sign, he didn't bring you anything. But She'enkin, when Navi Emet brings you a sign, or he's a muhzak, like Eliyahu Navi, you know who he is, and he tells you to temporarily stop doing a mitzvah, you listen to him, and it's a mitzvah, except for Avodah Zarah. Tanya, the Biyosei Gili Omed, Higiya Torah Lesov Data Shel Avodat Kochavim, Lefichach Natna Torah Memshelet Ba, She'afilu Ma'amid Lecha Hama Be'em Sarakiya, Al Teshma'alo. Which means, God saw, obviously God knows, how much, to what extent, the Avodah Zarah are going to use witchcraft and magic and all that in order to espouse their views of Avodah Zarah. They're going to even go so far to try to just stop the sun in the middle of the sky to say, oh, look, it's Emet. So therefore, whatever Allah says, even if they tell you this, to that extent, no matter what, they make an open circle like that, Al Teshma'alo. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Chas v'shalom, Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'amid Hama le'ovrei le'sodo. What do you think? You think Borei Olam is going to let them do such a miracle?
Right.
They're trying to rebel against him, and God's going to stop the sun for ovrei le'sodo? Ela kegon Hananya ben Azur, Shemitchilato nevi emet, ulbesof nevi sheker. Which means, there was a prophet, Hananya ben Azur. He was established as a nevi emet. He gave prophecies, we trusted him. Even if a prophet like that, if he has his hazakah, that he's a legitimate prophet, comes along and tells you how to worship Avodah Zarah, don't listen to him. Which means, even though you know he's legit, he went off the derech, that means he maybe became a Navi Sheker. Okay, let's just conclude the perek. Would we say at the end of the perek over here, Vizomimeh bat kohenu mo'ala nidonim behenek? Okay, you have two witnesses come along and say this, bat ish kohen, she was engaged, she went with somebody. What's her punishment? Sirifa. Okay, so these guys are trying to give her sirifa. They became Zomimim. What do we give her? What do we give them? Henik. Oh, so that's an exception in the Zomimim. You don't give them what they were trying to give, you give them a different punishment. How do you know this? לפי שכל המומתים שבתורה זוממיהם ובועליהם כיוצא בהם. Normally, whenever you have a bi'ah in the Torah, both the man and the lady get the same punishment. Whatever the punishment is, it's both perpetrators get the same sin. Bat Kohen, he b'srefa ve'en bo'aleha b'srefa. But Bat Kohen is different. She gets srefa and he gets henek. So therefore, the Pazuk saying, ba'asitim lo kazim la'asot la'achiv. In this case of me, you give it to what he was trying to do to the man and not to the lady. So I have a special gezerah to katuf. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Zomemin eni yodeya imlo hukshu imla hukshu, which means keshua me lasot laachiv laachiv lo achoto, which is when it says in the pasuk kashe zemam naasot. These are edim zomemim that came against the bat kohen. She zinta. Any yodeya imlo hukshu? Do you compare them to the boel? That's henek. Imla, or do you compare them to her, which is serifa? Keshuame laasot laachiv. That's what the pasuk comes along and says laachiv. So when you have a hevdel, when you have a discrepancy between the two punishments, you go laachiv velo laachoto, and therefore you give him henek kedina boel and not serifa. Good luck. We learned till now. You want to learn the last Rashi? Go to the second column. Look at Ubu'ala, right before the end of the perek. Ubu'ala, kelomar v'chol abu'alim nidonim kemitat hanif'alet. Chutz mebu'al bat kohen, matamud mal la'achiv. Lichtov kashir zamam la'asot. What do you mean la'achiv? V'lishtot. Im lo hukshu lebu'al shayu mechavim oto chenek, im la'ach. Mechavim oto srifah, holy go after chenek o srifah, la'achiv lo la'achoto. Kol hecha de be'edutah mechavim ish v'isha. Whenever in their testimony, they're going to be mechayev two people. V'dinam haluk, and the laws are different between the two. Like this, lo hukshu. You go after him. Ran alak, elu hen ha nechnakim. כל ישראל יש להם חלק לעולם הבא. Everybody has חלק לעולם הבא. All of Israel has חלק לעולם הבא, שנאמר, ועמך, כולם צדיקים. Everybody צדיקים. לעולם ירשו ארץ. All of them are going to inherit a land. What's the land? עולם הבא. God's not going to take away their reward. This is matai, my plantings, that's the people. Ma'asi yadai litpa'ir. Okay, so everybody gets olam abba. There's only one problem. Continue the Mishnah. Ve'edu she'en na'im halik l'olam abba. That's a stira l'cha'ora. And these are the people that don't have olam abba. Ha'omer enti hayata metim min ha'torah. Guy comes along and says, there's no such thing as tihayat ha'metim. Maze min ha'torah. Ve'rashi. Ha'omer, by the way, you see the progression of this masechet. Till now we talked about the four punishments of Beti. So you have guys that have sekila, you have serifa, you have herik, and you got guys that lost everything. That's it, the punishment is, everything. Okay. Ha'omer et ha'metim min ha'torah, shekofer b'midrashim. Ah, guys, kofer b'midrash. The darshinam b'gemara l'kema menet ha'metim min ha'torah, which means, we have the Rashot that teach us min haTorah this Tehiyat HaMetim. He says, ah, that's only a Dirash, that's another. I believe this Tehiyat HaMetim, but I don't believe it's from those Pesukim of the Torah. And he says, it's a tradition. I don't believe that the Tehiyat HaMetim is hinted in the Torah. That's already he loses Olam Abba. Wow. Which, where do you know it from then? If you don't know from the Torah, then what do you know from that? She says, so you're kofir, then you're kofir in the Torah. Wow. Ve'en Torah min ha-shamayim. Okay. Bar Minan is kofir. The Torah was given from Shamayim. Even one pasuk. He says, I agree, every single pasuk was said from Moshe, from the Torah Shamayim. One pasuk, or even one word, was said by Moshe Rabbeinu himself, out. Ve'apikoros. Okay, we got to explain the Gemara. What's in the Epikoros? There's a lot of things in the Epikoros. It's Kofer and Mitziut Hashem and the oneness of God, Avodah Zarah, prophecy. Gemara's going to have to explain that first. Epikoros includes a lot of people there. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afa Kore Sfarim Chitzonim. Okay, the guy that reads books. Sfarim Chitzonim. Philosophy, Greek philosophy, all that type of stuff, which is a lot of Kefirah in there. Alohesh on a makkah. Guy speaks to the makkah. He says some type of words over a makkah in order to heal it. Ve'omer, what does he say? Kol ha'mahala asher samti b'misrayim lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem rofecha. What is he doing over his bizayon? Why is it a bizayon? He's quoting a pasuk. What do you want from the guy? He's been bezeh the Torah. I guess you're using the Torah for you're using the Torah for medicinal purposes. Makkah is a makkah wound. Guy's a blemish. He goes, "Kol ha'mahala asher samti b'misrayim." He's saying like a type of
on his own.
Yeah, I have to say what the pshat is. Why is that a tzuda? He's quoting a pasuk. Okay, we'll see. Abba Shaul Omer, Afa Oget Hashem Otiyotav. Okay. He reveals the Shem, the Shemot of Hashem, the 42 letter name of Hashem. He reveals it. He is Doresh Barbaim Ushtaim Otiyot. And he uses it. He uses the name of Hashem to do all sorts of his personal stuff. Okay, we'll see. He's using it. Aga. He's using it. Okay. Let's just get finished the Mishnah. Shalosha melachim v'arba idiotot enem chalek lom abba. Three kings and four regular guys lost the chalek lom abba. Shalosha melachim, Yerovam, Achav, u'menashe. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Menashe, yesh lo chalek lom abba. Shneemar v'yitpalil elav, v'yishmat tchinato, v'yishiveu Yerushalem l'malchuto. Amru lo, l'malchuto yeshivo, v'lo l'chaya olam abba yeshivo. Yeah, he got back to his kingdom, but he didn't get back to his olam abba. Arba idiotot, who the four commoners, Bil'am, Do'eg, that's the advisor of Shaul. Ahitophel, that's the advisor of David. He was involved with the rebellion with Avshalom. And Gehazi, that is the servant of Elisha Navi that was Choteo Mahati. So we learned in the Mishnah that if a person is kofer in Tehayat HaMetim and says Tehayat HaMetim is not from the Torah, so he loses his chedek le'olam abba. וכל כך למה, why such a punishment? תנא, הוא כפר בתחיית המתים, לפי כך לא יהיה לו חלק בתחיית המתים. שכל מידותיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא מידה כנגד מידה. You כופר in תחיית המתים, שאין הכנע בתחיית המתים. Very simple. God works in measure for measure. דאמר רב שמואל בן נחמני אמר רבי יונתן, מניין שכל מידותיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא מידה כנגד מידה. How do you know that God runs the world from measure for measure? Shnei emar ve'yomer Elisha shemu devar Hashem ka'if machar se'ah solid b'shekel v'satayim solim b'shekel v'shar shomrot. There was a famine, and Elisha predicted that tomorrow the famine is going to be over, and there's going to be such a surplus and an abundance of food that a se'ah of solid, which is a humongous amount of solid, is going to be only worth a shekel. It means the price is going to be very, very cheap. He said this at a time when there was no food at all. So it says, Asher Mish'an al Yado et Isha Eni Vayomer. Hine Hashem Oseh Arubot B'Shamayim. Hayeh Hadavar Hazeh. So the king's man that he leaned on said to Elisha, is that possible? What do you mean? God's going to make, even if God makes windows in the heaven and starts to send down, stored loads of food, it's impossible for such a thing to happen. You're going to see it and you're not going to eat from it. Again, you see the rule over there. Why? You denied it. You don't think it's going to happen? Good. It will happen and you will not benefit from it. It was so. The next day, there was such an abundance of beracha in the world, and it was exactly like the Navi said. And they trampled them to death at the gate. Vayamot, and indeed died. So you see what? Midah kenegad midah. Vedilma kilat Elisha garma aleh. Who told you that it's midah kenegad midah? Maybe because Elisha cursed them. That's why. Maybe it's got to do with the measure for measure. Amar of Yehuda, Amar of kilat hacham. Afilu al hinnam hi ba'a. The curse of a hacham, even if it's unjustified, it comes true. Certainly if it's justified, like in this case, because he was skeptical about the Navi's prophecy. So how do you know what's midah kenegad midah over here? Im kein lichtov kravi yirmesuhu vayamot. Let the pasuk say they trampled him and he died. Mai basha'ar. What does it mean they trampled him at the gate? Al eske sha'ar. They trampled him regarding the market. Sha'ar is the market. Which means because the market prices, that's why they killed him. Midah kenegad midah, because he challenged the sha'ar. He challenged the market the day before. Is that possible? God's going to make windows coming out of the arubot b'shamayim or storage houses from the shamayim. So therefore, you see, they killed him because of the skepticism that he had. Minayin tachiyat hamitim min haTorah. How do you know there's tachiyat hamitim from the Torah? How do you know there's a resurrection? Shneimar untatem mimena terumat Hashem la'aron haKohen, and you will give the terumat to Aaron haKohen. Aaron haKohen v'chi Aaron le'olam kayam. How are you going to give the terumah to Aaron? Is Aaron forever alive? Especially the Torah was given in the Midbar. They never gave the terumah to Aaron. Aaron never went into Eretz Israel. How can the pasuk say you're going to give the terumah to Aaron? V'halo lo nichlas l'Eretz Israel. He didn't enter Eretz Israel. Shinotim lo terumah ela melamed shatid lichyot. That Aaron is going to come back to life. V'Yisrael notim lo terumah. And Israel is going to give Aaron one day terumah. מכאן את חיית המתים מן התורה, זה זה, ולא את חיית המתים מן התורה, דבר בשמל תנא לאהרון, different דרשה, you give the תרומה to אהרון, meaning כאהרון, to people that are like אהרון, מה אהרון חבר, just like אהרון הזה תמיד חכם, אף בנף, חבים סוטו, the children of אהרון, only that are חברים, meaning תמידי הקמים, you give them the תרומה to, אמר בשמל בן נחמני, אמר ביונתן, מניין שאין נותנים תרומה לכהן עם הארץ, how do you know you don't give the תרומה to a כהן עם הארץ, שנאמר, ויאמר לעם יושבי ירושלים לתת מנת למען יחזקו בתורת השם. The reason why he gives the תרומה to the Kohen is so he will be strengthened in the Torah of Hashem. He will have פרנסה to be strong in תורת השם. כל המחזיק בתורת השם יש לו מנת. Somebody that's strengthening in the holding on to the Torah and studying the Torah, he gets a portion. Somebody does not hold on to the Torah of Hashem, like doesn't get a portion. Anybody that gives Terumah to a Kohen Ama'aris, it's like you gave it in front of a lion. What does it mean, a lion? Ma'ari safek dores ve'ochel safek erodores ve'ochel. A lion, he tramples, he trounces on an animal, he takes it back. When he takes the animal back to his lair, you don't know if he's going to eat it, or you don't know if he's going to wait until it becomes spoiled, and you don't know what he's going to do. Af Kohen Ama'aris safek ochle betahara, safek ochle betahara. You give him the Terumah, you don't know what he's going to do. He's going to eat it betahara, or maybe he's going to wait till it becomes tameh, and he's going to eat it betumah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Av Kolem No Mita. He's going to cause himself by giving it to him. You're causing him death. Shene Emar Umetu Bo Kiye Hallelu. If a person eats Terumah when he's Tameh, it causes gets Mita Bide Shamayim. Rabbi Lazam Yaakov Tana Av Masio Avon Ashmai. Causes himself to have a great sin that the Torah calls Avon Ashma. Shene Emar Vesio Otam Avon Ashma Beoklam Bekot Shehem. Tanya Rabbi Simai Omer Minayin Tchayat Hametim of Torah. How do you know Tchayat Hametim again is from the Torah? Shene Emar. It says God is going to give Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Latet lahem. Lahem lo ne'emar. Ela lahem. Doesn't say to us, lahem. It says lahem to the fathers. What do you mean? Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov never got Eretz Yisrael. They died before we went into Eretz Yisrael. Ela mikan tachanta metim in the Torah. This is a source that they're going to come back to life. And they're going to get the land. Tzedek gam geshem kam siman. Shalu minim it Rabban Gamliel. The minim, the heretics, asked Rabban Gamliel, minayin shekos baruch hu mechayem etim. How do you know that God baruch hu is going to resurrect the dead? Amar lahem in the Torah, in the Navim, in the Ketubim. He brought all the rayot that we said. I bring a rayah from the Torah, from the Navi, from the Ketubim, from Tanakh. ולא קיבלו ממנו. מן התורה דכתיב, ויאמר השם אל משה, הנך שוכב עם אבותיך, וקם. Pasuk says in the Torah, God tells Moshe, you are going to go with, be buried with your father, Shochev Mavotecha, Vekam, and you are going to rise. Amru lo, so the meaning told the man, no proof. Vedilma Vekam Ha'am Azeh Vezana. Maybe you have to read the Vekam on the rest of the Pasuk. It says, and the nation will rise and sway away from God. So the Vekam is going on the second part of the Pasuk. Mer Nevi'im Dechtiin, Yehu Metecha Nevelati Yekumuna Kitzu Veranenu Shokene Afar. The Shokene Afar, those that are sleeping in the Afar, Kitzu Veranenu, are going to rise up and praise God. Kital Orot Talecha Ve'eris Tefraim Tapil. Vedilma Mitim Shehaya Yehezkel. This prophecy was said was in Yeshaya's time. In the time of Yehezkel, which was after Yeshaya, he resurrected the dead. It was an isolated incident. So maybe that pasuk is not talking about the major Tehatametim of the whole world. Maybe that was, he was just predicting that Yehezkel is going to make Tehatametim. And how do you know that's talking about Tehatametim of the whole world? Min haketuvim nechtiv, v'chekeh kiyen atov, holech ledodin l'meshalim dobeh, Siftei Yishenim, the Pasuk says that the Siftei Yishenim, that the lips of those that are sleeping in the graves, Dobev, are going to move again. Which means what? It's going to be Tehayatim Etim. Vedilma Rechoshem and Achshan Sivate Be'ama. Who says? Maybe all it means is in the future, their lips are going to move. That doesn't mean they're going to be resurrected. Rabbi Yohanan, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Meshum Rabbi Shohin Yot Sadak, Kol Mi She'one Emra Halakha B'Shmo Ba'olam Azeh Siftotav Dobev Bot Bekeber. Shene Emar Dobev Siftei Yishenim, because the Halakha, the Gemara says, anybody that you quote that passed away, that you quote his Devre Torah, his lips move when you're saying his Devre Torah in the Kibbet. Ad Shamad Lehem Mekrazi, until he found the Pasuk that he finally defeated the mean. Asher Nishma Hashem La'avotechem Latet Lahem, that God promised the Avot to give them the land of Israel. Lahem Lo Ne'emal Ela Lahem, means they're going to come back. Mikan Et Hayat Ametim La Torah V'yesh Omrim Men HaMekrazi Amad Lehem Ve'atem Adibikim Adonai Elohechem Hayim Kolechem Hayom, which means Moshe Rabbeinu told the people, Hayim Kolechem, you're going to have life, Hayom. Skip the parentheses. Ma Hayom Kolechem Kayamim, just like today, you are all alive. Af Le'olam Abba Kolechem Kayamim. So to Le'olam Abba, all of you are going to be alive. Sha'alu Romiyim Et Rabbi Yosho Ben Hanan Yaminayim Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Etim Ve'yodei Amash Atim Lichyot. They ask them two questions. How do you know that God is going to resurrect the dead and that the God knows the future? Amalu Tarvayu Mena Mikra Hazeh. Both are in the same pasuk. Shnei Emar, Vayu Mena Shem El Moshe, Hinecha Shukhim Amotecha, Vekam Ha'am Hazeh Vezana. You see the pasuk. It says, God told Moshe, you're going to die, shochiv mamoteka, vekam. You're gonna get up. So you see what hatametim. And then what does it say? Vizana amazeh. And the nation is going to sway. That means God predicted that the nation is going to sway after the death of Moshe. So you see, God knows the future. Who told you have resurrection from this pasuk? Maybe the word vekam is going that the nation will rise up and sway away. So he told him, Amadu, Nikotu mi apalga biyadaichu. Okay, at least I proved you half your question. So maybe you see that God knows the future. That God knows what's going to be in the future. How do you know that God knows what's going to be in the future and he's going to resurrect the dead? You're going to rise up and you, the Jewish people, are going to sway off. So he brought that as a proof. Tanya Marbi Eliezer Barbi Yosef Bedavarze Yafti Sifre Minim. I proved that the books of the Minim, of the Tzedukim, that they falsified our Torah. Because they didn't want to believe in certain things, so they falsified it. So I proved to them that they falsified our Torah. Shayu Umrim et Hayat HaMitim in the Torah. Because they falsified Pesukim in order to disprove that it's Hayat HaMitim in the Torah. Amati Lehem, Ziyavtem Toratchem Velo Ainitem Beitchem Klum. Even though you tried to falsify the Torah and you did it, you still didn't benefit. Because still, in your Torah, the way you have it, there's a proof to Hayat HaMitim. Shneema Shatem Umrim et Hayat HaMitim in the Torah. But the pasuk says, even in your version of the Torah, hikaret tikaret anefesh, hayi avona ba. What do you mean hikaret tikaret? What's a double karet? Hikaret tikaret, hikaret tikaret ba'olam hazeh avona ba. What says hikaret tikaret is ba'olam hazeh? That's in this world the person is going to be destroyed. Avona ba, his sin will be in him when le'emat la'av le'olam ba. That will be olam haba. So you see what there is an after world from the fact that hikaret tikaret olam hazeh avon haba olam haba amadera papada baye velemanu tarvayu mikaret tikaret. Why didn't you just say hikaret tikaret? The rabbis could have told him hikaret ba'olam hazeh tikaret le'olam haba. What did he have to throw into avon haba? He could have learned everything from hikaret tikaret. Inu avi amaleh debra torah kelshon b'nei adam. Because they could have said, no, karet tikaret, the Torah talks in the vernacular. Karet tikaret is not a double language. It's a double language, that's the normal way the Torah talks. So therefore he said, karet tikaret is olam. Ze'avona ba is olam. Abba, at Kitanei, like we learned the Mahalokah Tanim, we learned this Mahalokah before. Hikaret tikaret, hikaret ba'olam hazeh, tikaret de'olam abba. Devei Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva learned tikaret tikaret is olam, z'olam abba. Amba lo Rabbi Ishmael, v'alo keva ne'emar, et Hashem u'migadif v'nichreta. In the same derash of the Megadif, which is Pasuk is talking about, it says the word Venechreta. So you want to tell me there's three Venechretas? Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. Is there a third world? V'chi Shlosha Olamim. Yes. Is there three worlds based on your interpretation? Ela Venechreta Ba'olam Hazeh. Venechreta is referring to this world. Hikaret Le'olam Haba. And Hikaret is referring to Olam Haba. Hikaret, Hikaret, Devre Torah, Kershom Ben Adam. And the double language is just the vernacular. Hikaret, karet is talking about the second one is just the way the Torah talks. So you see what is a machloket if the karet, tikaret is lashon b'nei adam. So again, ben Rabbi Ishmael ben Rabbi Akiva avona bo my avdi be. Good. Everybody learns the punishment from v'nichreta, karet, tikaret. What do they do with the words avona ba? His avon will be in him. That is extra according to everybody. So Gemara says lechreta yachol afidu asat teshuva. Let's say a person makes teshuva. He's still going to get the punishment. Tamul amar avona ba. Lo amarti edo bezman she'avona ba. I only said it when the avon is still inside of him. When a person makes teshuvah, then of course he is free from the sin. Sha'ala Cleopatra malketa et Rabbi Meir. Cleopatra the queen asked Rabbi Meir. Amra yadana dechaye shechve. I know that the living are going to, I know that the dead are going to be resurrected. I believe that. They're going to sprout up from the ground like the grass of the earth. They're going to come up, they're going to be dressed, or they're going to be without clothes on. That was a question. From the wheat. מה חיטה שנקברה ערומה יוצאה בכמה לבושים, צדיקים שנקברים בלבושיהם, על עד כמה וכמה, when you bury a wheat, when you plant a wheat seed, the wheat seed is naked, it doesn't have any clothes on. When it comes out back out of the ground, when it sprouts, it's in a stalk. So מה חיטה that's buried naked, it comes out with clothes, so the kim that are buried with clothes, כמה חומר they're going to come out with clothes on. אמר לקיסר רבן גמליאל, אמריתו דשקבי חיה, says, you say that what? That the living, the dead are going to be resurrected. Ha, havu afra. But what happens after the person dies? He turns into dirt, dust. Va'afra, mikahaye. How can dust turn into life? He said, Amrale birate. So the daughter of the Caesar said, Shefke v'ana madana. Let me answer, Rabbi. I'll answer my father the question. Shnei yotzlim yesh b'erin. He says, there's two yotzlim, potters, people that make things that are in our town, city. Ehad yotzir min amayim. One makes things out of water. Ve'ehad yotzir min atit. And one makes things out of clay. Which one is more talented? Amal, is this yotzir min amayim? A person can make something out of water? How does it stay? How do you make something out of water? Amal, min amayim. He says, the guy that makes from the water. He says, Tsar menatit lo kol sheken, which means if God was able to make a human being originally from water, how does human being come originally? From the zera. If God was able to be yotzer from mayim, bring life, you don't think he can bring from dirt? The original part of man is from mayim. Because if he can make from mayim, that's the harder job. Certainly he can make from the dirt. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen ve'amen.